Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. I am so glad you could be with me tonight. It is New Year's Eve here in the United States. We have not stepped over into the new year just yet. I am in the Pacific Northwest, and at this time, it is exactly 5:19 p.m. I realize in other areas of the country, it's already the new year, and I say Happy New Year to you. But those of us in the United States, we are still awaiting, amen, that grand entrance of 2018 as we sit still in 2017. And that's precisely why I'm coming before you today, because New Year's Eve, amen, our subject for today, prayer and reflection. It is New Year's Eve, and many are preparing to gather in New York City to watch the countdown and the ball drop, or perhaps in a family member's home with a big party and dinner, reminiscing about the year that went by so quickly, or perhaps loved ones who left us far too soon. Some will gather in churches to pray out the old year and into the new, starting the year in the presence of the Lord. No matter which option you have chosen, I hope you will take time out to reflect. Pray. As this year ends, ask the Lord to search you. Ask Him to show you. Ask Him to stand with you. Ask Him to be your God, so your days will never be lonely and your joy will be full. Let's take a look at the Word and reflect on the words of life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. He makes all things new. Prayer and reflection here on New Year's Eve. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly submit ourselves before you in prayer, thanking and praising you, oh God, for our life. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for seeing us through every danger, Lord God, that we saw those things that we did not see, and you kept us in the midst of it all. We give you glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, your unmerited favor toward us, in that our lungs, Lord God, are still circulating oxygen throughout our bodies. Our blood, our hearts are still pumping blood, Lord God, and it's still beating. And we give glory to you, Lord, because we realize our lives are in your hands. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace even right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are our salvation. You are our strength. You are our provision on today. You are our keeper. You are the one who is our mind regulator. You are the one who gives us hope. You strengthen our faith and our resolve. Lord God, and we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, as this 2017 is ending. We give you glory, Lord God. We give you glory that you kept us in the midst of depression and regression. Oh, Lord God, and even suppression. You kept us through it all. Oh, God, and we honor you right now. Lord, we humble ourselves before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that you might do a new thing in the midst of each and every one that is hearing, Lord God, on today. Those that are in the United States that have not crossed over into 2018, and those that are outside of the country that are now walking in the new year. God, I'm asking that you do a new thing in each and every one of their lives right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, break through every obstacle, Lord, that has stood in their way. Everything, Lord God, that had mounted itself up against them and they could not go any further. Lord, you are the God of miracles, and I expect miracles in 2018. I expect breakthroughs and breakouts, Lord God. Move everything, Lord God, that's not like you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every enemy that has stood up against us, Lord God, remove them from our path. Oh, Lord, and help us to be able to
see you clearer. Oh, God, open our eyes that we might see, and our ears that we might hear. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, draw us closer to you. Lord, your word says that we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord God, standing in your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, humbling ourselves before you the best that we know how. Oh, Lord, you said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Lord, so we ask today that you strengthen us as we go forward, Lord God, through 2017 into 2018. Lord, and we're asking, oh God, that you move in us, Lord God, and don't even allow this 2018 to be anything like 2017. But Lord, renew, revive, restore, regenerate our relationship with you and our relationship with others. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Praise, Lord God, that you open our hearts as we go forth in prayer and reflection. Amen. As you can see, we started out, hallelujah, amen, with a powerful prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to come in, asking the Lord to move on our behalf and to make all things new. But let's look at scripture. Hallelujah. You know we don't come, amen, not on this program, amen, and not bring the word. And I'm going to be all over the Bible right now, and I'm just asking that you, amen, pick up a pen, pick up your Bibles, amen, and let's go into the word, amen, talking to the Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17 and 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Amen. The Lord, he searches the heart. Amen. And that's what we're going to ask him to do on today. We're going to ask him to actually search our hearts. He knows exactly who we are. He sees us, the one who created us. So he knows what is there. Amen. But we're asking not because he doesn't know, but because we want to know what is there. Amen. Psalms 139:23-24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. So we're asking the Lord to search our hearts, amen, and see those things that are not like him, see the worries and the fears that are within us, and see if there's any evil or any wickedness that is in us, and watch us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That's what we're asking. We're reflecting on those things, those failures we've had in the past. We know that there is no failure in God, and if we lean heavily on him, we will succeed every time. We cannot fail if we're walking in the ways of God Almighty. His word tells us to lean not, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So if we go the way of righteousness, the way of truth, the way of godliness, the way, amen, is Jesus. If we go in that way, if we lean and depend on him, amen, we cannot fail. There's no failure in God. We cannot fail if we're leaning and depending on him. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. God knows every fear and every doubt. He knows all those things that are within us. David had cried out to the Lord at one point, and acknowledged his fear before the Lord. And he said when he called upon the Lord, amen, out of his fear, that the Lord delivered him out of all his fear. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're praying and we're reflecting. We're admitting and we're opening ourselves up before the Lord. We're bearing ourselves before him, realizing that we cannot do this thing without him. And we're asking God to move it in us. First Samuel, do not look at his appearance. Amen. He was actually speaking of Saul, but I want to make a point here at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Remember, we're asking the Lord to look at our hearts, to know our hearts, to heal our hearts. Amen, to renew our heart, to make our heart whole and entire, hallelujah, to help us to gravitate into the ways of holiness and not move out into those fleshly things. We're looking to gain ground in righteousness. We're looking to gain ground in holiness. And if we lost ground in 2017, we are going to regain it right now in this hour, because we're coming before the presence of the Lord humbly, that he might wash us and make us whole and entire. Matthew 6:21 says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if your heart was in other things, if you poo-pooed the ways of God, if you didn't look on God, holiness and godliness as being something real and something true and something that you need in this hour, I mean, look around you. These are the signs of the judgment, the things that the word that is written in the word, we are watching them come to pass in this generation, in this span of time, in this age, in this dispensation. We're seeing the words of Jesus actually leap off the pages as we're watching on the news. I mean, we are living in an age where media, I mean, we're able to see these things and hear these things. We listen to broadcasts and we talk to each other on social media from different parts of the world. Never in the history of mankind have they been able to do it in the way that we have now. And we are hearing about all these things that are happening. Amen. Let your treasure be in the Lord. But wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. Amen. I treasure salvation, and I need the Lord every day and every hour for everything under the sun. Amen. And that's why I'm coming before you. Amen. Because I am asking you to come along. Amen. Jesus is beckoning you even right now. Proverbs 4, and your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Amen. Scripture says to guard your heart with all diligence. We have to be careful of the people we entertain, the things that we entertain. We have to be careful where we go. I mean, we can't do everything that we feel like we ought to do just because we're grown. I always find it interesting when people say, I can do whatever I want to, I'm grown. Nobody on the face of the planet can do anything they want to unless they're on an island by themselves, because you have to consider something or somebody in the course of your life. But if you put your life in the hands of God Almighty, the one who created you and who made all things for you, amen, and he only has your good in mind. Nobody else does, not like the Lord. He only has your good in mind. So you and I, amen, won't have to worry about a thing. Hallelujah. Those issues of life, the Lord will help us with those things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The condition of our heart is critical to our walk with the Lord. Amen. And he wants us to walk forward and not backwards. Amen. And as you, amen, come before the Lord on tonight, and as you, amen, reflect and pray, hallelujah, Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ask him for forgiveness. Hallelujah. And he will transform you by his word. The word of God is what transforms us. The Spirit of God, he transforms us. He actually washes us and renews us by his word. And that means getting in his presence and actually reading the word of God. We cannot do this without him. Amen. So many people fail in life because they try to do it without him. Amen. There are so many, I mean, we see people that are successful by worldly terms. Amen. But when you talk to them and when you hear them in interviews, you see they're actually men most miserable. They have all these things and they have all this, but they're unhappy because joy comes only through the Lord. Amen. He is our joy and our strength. Glory to God. So as God forgives you, amen, you forgive yourself. Forgive yourself, and he will transform you. He will renew your mind. Amen, amen. Psalm 51:10, talking about, amen, us repenting and standing before the Lord and asking him, amen, to forgive us for our missteps. Forgive us for not walking according to his standard. David, amen, cried cried out before the Lord, amen, when he had sinned against Uriah, he actually had him killed, and he married his wife to cover up his own discretion, amen. And he prayed this prayer before the Lord, amen, when he realized, when actually he was confronted by his sin. And he asked the Lord to forgive him, and it's in Psalm 51. And read the whole thing in its entirety, but I'm only going to read portions on today. Psalm 51 and 10, it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Renew a right spirit within me. Sometimes we find ourselves walking around with a wrong spirit. We picked up something that should not be. And that's why we constantly need renewing. That's why we need the Word of God to always be washing us. That's why it's so important to pray and to worship and to praise and to read the Word of God. So it is constantly washing us and renewing us, because we walk in the midst of people that don't know God. And sometimes we pick up things from them. So we're asking God to renew us on today as we pray and reflect. Philippians 4 and 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Amen. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he is the one, hallelujah, that gives us peace that surpasses all understanding, no matter what the day may bring, no matter what it feels like, what it tastes like, what it smells like, what it looks like. Jesus, hallelujah, will give us peace. He'll change our perception, even of our trouble, because he is there in the midst of it. Jehovah Shammah, God is there in the midst, and he will guard our hearts and our minds. He's the one that safeguards, amen, those things from us, for us. Let's look again at Psalm 51 and 2. It says, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Amen. This was David again. "Wash me, Lord God. Wash me of my iniquity and cleanse me of my sin, O God. Cleanse me of sins of omission and commission. Cleanse me, O God, of those words that I should have spoken and I did not speak, the places I should have gone and I did not go, the things I should have done and I did not do. Cleanse me, O God, and make me new again." Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 33 and 8, he says, "I will cleanse them," hallelujah, "from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me." Hallelujah, God will do it. He will do it, hallelujah. He will wash us. And 1 John 1 and 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteous." God, hallelujah. Amen. Romans 12 and 1, this is how we ought to present ourselves after, amen, we have asked God to forgive us for our missteps, and we're, amen, now we're walking, amen, in his presence, and we're praising his name for, amen, renewing us and reviving us. So Romans 12 and 1, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Our reasonable service, amen, is to live upright before God, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, walking in holiness and righteousness, walking according to his word, allowing it, amen, to saturate our spirit. Amen. If you haven't done that before, let's do that this year. Let's make 2018 a year on fire for God. All of us, I'm talking to myself too. Amen. Let's be on fire for God in a way that we never have before. Amen. Let's experience him in a way that we never have before. Amen. And let's move into 2018. Hallelujah. Putting on the whole armor of God, praying without ceasing, praising without fail, because God is faithful, worshiping him with our whole heart, waiting on the Lord, and being of good courage, because he will strengthen our hearts. He will never leave us or forsake forsake us. Let us now pray and reflect. Let us given, revived, and awake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And happy new year, each and every one of you. Happy 2018. Happy breakthrough. Happy healing. Happy revival. Happy renewal. Happy regeneration. Happy restoration. God is doing it. He makes all things new, and you are no exception. Even as I speak, God is renewing. He is reviving. He is restoring. He is making all things new. God bless you. God anoint you. God strengthen you. And until next time, amen and amen. I just want to make one announcement before I get off. Amen. We are going to walk through the word on this year, and I am starting on this Sunday night, amen, and all other times will be about 10 o'clock every day, amen. We will be reading through the entire Bible this year, 2018, so you'll hear my voice every day reading the word, and I'm asking that you join me. God bless you, and God keep you, amen.